Hey, it's Shannon from iHeartRadio Canada, joined by Lights. Hello, how are you?
Hey.
How's it going?
It's going. I'm just excited to, I was just talking about this with you, but I'm just excited to be talking about stuff again. I've been on my butt on my couch for like 2 years, right, working on everything that's starting to come out, and now being able to even sit here talking with you is exciting.
Yeah, for sure. Especially after working through so many things. And it seems like you always do have like so many different projects on the go. So how do you find that you like prioritize those or go in certain directions of different projects that you're working on?
It's chaos. Yeah. My mind is chaos at all times. I do, like, it is exactly that. Like in my mind, I'm like, ooh, I need to work on my comic. Oh, and I need to like work on this track, and I need to work on this side project. Oh, and I need to build out this Instagram page, and I need to make this video. And there's always this back burner of like all these items, and I get to wake up and be like, I'm gonna do that one, and that one today. And I work on that. And eventually it just kind of gets done. It's very chaotic though.
Yeah. I feel like I'm the same way, where I like can't work on one thing too long. I have to like do a little bit here, a little bit there, and then like eventually all of them get done. So it's kind of
It's like a little bit of everything. And if I spend too much time on one thing, I've neglected the rest. So it's like, just like those people, I feel like those people who sit on this side of the street and they're the one man band, and they're just like doing all this stuff. And it's just kind of like, yeah, I guess you're getting it done.
Sounds like music. Totally. But you put it all together and then it creates something beautiful, like everything you come up with. So that's perfect. I love that. Do you feel like, do you ever run out of like inspiration or motivation or creativity? Or do you find that you can pretty much, because you can go all over the place, that you can find it?
Well, I found that not all of it's creative work. Like some of it's not. Some of it's more basic day-to-day stuff, or some of it is mindless coloring of a page, or like maybe something is finishing a mix. So like, it's not necessarily always creative work, so that when you're working on that stuff, you can like build up your excitement to do something creative, and it's really rewarding. And then you use up your creative juices and you go back to something that's maybe a bit less creative. So I guess that's part of finding the balance as this, all this stuff kind of takes practice, learning how to juggle this chaos. But yeah, it's not all creative. So I found a way to spread it out in a way that works for me. But I have gone through periods where I'm not as creatively inspired or motivated, and it's so frustrating as a creative person. I'm sure you've experienced it too. Like, you're like, where's all my ideas? What's my next thing gonna look like? I don't have any thoughts of like how I want this whole thing to feel. And that's like a very hollow place in my life. So I like to keep even like Pinterest boards, or like always keep looking around at different places and making note of all the things I like, so that I'm constantly in a state of like being exposed to new things for that reason.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. Also, you seem to be able to just like experiment in so many different genres of music. It doesn't always seem like you're just tied to one genre. Have you ever felt like you needed to fit yourself into one particular box?
No, definitely not. I appreciate that you noticed that, because I think it's boring to be one thing all the time. And especially when I'm doing collabs or like featuring on stuff, I like to specifically work on stuff that's outside of what I normally do, what Lights normally is, for that reason. So I can try new things. And I'm like, it's like just fusing different worlds together is the best part about art, finding this balance of creativity with other people and letting that inspire your craft. And you're amazed at how the product turns out.
Yeah, totally. And we were talking off camera about how we have mutual friends who are the Beaches, and you jumped on one of their tracks. So how did that all come to be? Like, how did those conversations happen?
I just got an email. I mean, I've known them for like here and there for years, just being in the Canadian music industry. Haven't like fully hung with them, but then I got an email from them being like, yo, we're like putting this, like, this is our next song. We're going to put out like a couple different versions of it. You want to do something? I was like, hell yeah. And so they sent me the tracks, and within a week I just wrote a bridge and didn't know if they'd like it, but it was super fun to do, because again, it's a different thing than I normally get to do. And they loved it. And then we just started hanging out a whole bunch, and it was just the best. Like, they're so fun. We've had some great times. You know, I went to San Diego at the end of the summer to watch a show and shoot a music video, and hung with them there. And we just ended up doing tattoos in the hotel room all night and scootering around town. And that just led to this like lovely, wholesome friendship with all the girls. And
I love that. That's so sweet. I know. And you like tattooed two of them. So they have that with them. Here. That's amazing.
Yeah. It was really fun. They were all drawing on each other, and then I would tattoo it. And it was this very collaborative effort.
Nice. That's so sweet. I also love the song Real Thing. I think it's so good with LOM. Yay. How did that collaboration come to be? Can you tell me about that?
We met at Faded, which is like a festival out here. And I was performing with Felix Cartel, and he's like, that's Elohim over there. Let's go say hi. So we went over and chatted with her. And that was kind of our first introduction. This was probably summer of like 2019. And then of course pandemic happens, and I'm like, everyone's losing their minds. I'm like, well, you know what? I've been working on music for a couple of years and been really stuck at home, obviously working on it. So I'm like, I'm gonna do one writing trip in LA, and I'm gonna hit up a couple people I know who are willing to work with people, because some people weren't writing in person during pandemic. And she was one of them. I said, we need to hang out. We need to write something and just mess around. And her vibe is so great. So went to LA, wrote with a couple of friends, and she was one of the sessions. We had the best time. Just, she's like super, like almost prodigious on synths and with sounds and on piano. And she just kind of comes up with ideas in the moment. So it was just real vibe track. And then, yeah, just like came up with this really beautiful vibey thing that I sort of took and finished at home and recut my vocals at home and switched up the drums, added some guitars. And then I'm like, this is going on my record. This is dope. And that was the video we actually shot when we went down to San Diego in California. We shot that video, just like guerrilla style out with like, this is the video it needed to be. I called it Wedding Thrashers. I was like, I'm going to thrift some wedding dresses and we're going to go on skateboards. I was on a longboard and she's on her cruiser and just vibing. It's the kind of collab you want in music, because it's effortless and what music should be, fun.
Really? Yeah. And the video totally matches the vibe of the song too. I feel like you mastered
right?
That. Yeah.
Yeah. Sometimes just close your eyes and know.
Yeah, exactly. Crazy. I see a lot of people and a lot of artists talking online about the pressures of social media and having to feel like they're like a content creator on top of actually being an artist as well. With you being in the industry as long as you have you noticed that shift, and do you feel that pressure?
Oh, like from day one, because I think when I started 10 years ago, I was like making YouTube videos all the time. So I almost kind of like started on YouTube and MySpace. And it from day one in my career, you have to be a content creator. And I go through phases of my willingness to do so. And I go through phases of my sort of social media inflicted insecurities and all the things that come with that. That's a huge battle for a lot of people, whether you're in the spotlight or not. It's like, you have to just accept that if you want to be part of social media, you are a product and you have to market yourself into what you want to be. So if you can use that tool to your advantage and say, I'm going to market myself into a person I want to be so that I can actually become that. And I think it's a good thing, because we can get lost in what our sense of self is. And it's really easy to lose that online too. But I remember growing up, I would always go to different schools and I moved a million times. I went to like 6 different schools. And every time I was like, I get to rebrand myself. And you're finding yourself all through life. So any chance to say, okay, well, if I lay it all out in front of me, what am I? What am I about? Social media is a place. If you can frame it this way, it's a place for you to show yourself what you are. And if you can make it about that, it's a lot more fun. But it's a constant mind game for sure.
Yeah, that's a good way to look at it too. And I think it is all about how you look at it, because you can either let it like ruin you, or you can use it to your advantage, right?
Yeah. And I think you have to play the game against the game, you know?
Yeah, it's true.
Make yourself what you want to be and be someone you're proud of. And then it doesn't matter what people have, what kind of opinions they have, because you're like, actually that video is sick. So
that's true. It's all about confidence.
Yeah.
Speaking of you starting on YouTube and starting back then, how do you feel when people talk about the fact of being a fan of yours for so long? Like, I know people who are like proud Lights Army members from day one.
Yeah, that's awesome. I think it's like a rare thing to be able to be like a lifetime artist for people. Because a lot of times when people are fans of something when they're 13, they're not a fan of it 10 years later. Mm. You know, a lot of the things I liked when I was 13, I don't like anymore. And to be able to see the same fans in my life for 10 years. And you've done something right. You've grown with them. You've shown that you can be versatile and evolve so that each of these people are complex and growing and their interests are changing. And if you're changing with those, then that's a huge compliment.
Yeah, definitely. How's the new album coming?
I'm excited about all of it. I have such cool stuff creeping out leading up to all the things I'm going to say about it. And I've been teasing a lot of the stuff actually in this comic mini series I've made. It's like a side story to Skin and Earth, which was the comic that came out with my last record. I drew and wrote the whole thing. And so this is like a little side story from the second arc that has been teasing music and a lot of the things that are theming this next album. And actually I hid all of these symbols that represent each song, and all the titles are buried in there, and people are discovering so much about this album that no one knows anything about. It's very exciting to see that people are investing time.
Yeah. So I knew that the symbols were in there because I saw that on like page 3 or whatever.
Yeah.
But I didn't realize all the names are in there as well. So I'll have to go back.
They're buried through the whole, all the pages or the dialogue or in signs in the background. And if you spend enough time, you can piece it all together. And there's been a couple people who like, just like, oh, there's a checklist. I'm like, got it.
Yeah.
Does that mean I'm good or they are?
Right. It's similar to how I feel like Taylor Swift does with the Easter eggs as well. But this is like such a good way to do it. And I love the comic books. It's so good.
It's just fun to like create a space for people to spend some time on.
Oh, totally. Yeah. And like have so many different outlets for it as well and have it all intertwined. I love that as well. As well as like the artist Loon. Am I pronouncing it correctly? Is it Loon?
Yeah.
Okay. So that, I love everything about that as well. What inspired you to create this persona and then have that integrated as well?
It was a pandemic project for sure. And I have always understood sort of like my place in music and my the limits of what I can make the Lights Project do. And I've stretched it really far and it's gone very wide, but there's limits to what I can make. But I love bass music. And if Lights were to release a bass project, it would be weird probably under the Lights Project. So I had one of my dear friends passed away during pandemic, and he like always was working on different music and always was just like, you know, screw what everyone thinks you should be, you know, I work on this genre and this genre and this genre. And it was like this like outpouring of creativity, and it was really inspiring, and a million little Instagram pages and projects. And I was just like, you know what, when he passed away, I sat on the couch for a long time and just was like, you know what, I'm gonna make some bass music. I'm gonna do the thing that if I love it, why don't I do it? So I launched Loon in March of 2020. And it's just bass music, and it's been so fun. It's such a cool way to have another outlet creatively, and the aesthetics that go with the project. For a while, it was kind of a secret, and then I was like, I don't mind the connection here, because I wanted her to build her own sort of following based on what she did, not on like Lights coattails, you know.
Yeah, that makes sense. Awesome, Lights. Thank you so much for taking the time. I appreciate it.
Of course. Thank you. And I can't wait for you to see everything. It sounds like if you've peeked at the comic, like that makes me really happy. And I'm excited.
Yeah. No, I've read them all. And yeah, I love the clinic. So I'm excited for more.
Yeah, let's go. Thank you.
Awesome. Have a great rest of your day.
You too. Thanks, Shannon.